हरे कृष्णा भगवद गीता एसिटीज चैप्टर नंबर 4 ट्रांसेंडेंटल नॉलेज टेक्स्ट नंबर 3। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंदम श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंदम हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे स ये वयं मयाति आद्यन् योह प्रोक्त पुरादनः भक्तोऽसि मे सकाशेति रगस्यं कियेत उत्तमम् स एवं मयाति आद्यं योग प्रोक्त पुरादनः भक्तोऽसि मे सकाशेति रगस्यं कियेत उत्तमम्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिविदान स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद द फाउंडर आचार्य ऑफ इंटरनेशनल सोसाइटी फॉर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। दैट वेरी एंशिएंट साइंस ऑफ दैट रिलेशनशिप विद सुप्रीम इज टुडे टोल्ड बाय मी टू यू बिकॉज यू आर माई डिवोटी एज वेल एज माई फ्रेंड and can therefore understand the transcendental mystery of this science. Om Jnana Dimirandasya Jnananjana Salakayam Sakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Yiti Naminim नमस्ते सरस्वती देवै गौरवाणी प्रचारिणीं निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाशात देश तारिणीं नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः यं ब्रह्मा वर्णेन्द्र रुद्रमरुदै स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यै स्तवैं वेदै सांग पदक्रमौ उपनिषद् गायन्ति किं सामः ध्यानावस्थित तद्गदेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनं यशन्तं नाविदो सुरासुरगणा देवाय तस्मै नमः। हरे कृष्ण नाव्यारन श्लोक नंबर 3 एंड चैप्टर नंबर 4 ट्रांसेंडेंटल नॉलेज। यस्टरडे we discussed how Krishna said when we want to hear Bhagavad Gita we should hear from the parampara evam parampara praptam imam rajarishayo vidhu sakalenaha mahatam yoganashta parantapa। we discuss about before we hear from any pravachan any spiritual subject we must know about the parampara we should make sure that we are hearing from a bona fide people unless what will happen yesterday we discussed the example we give the medical profession if the medical profession is not gone to the university and studied not studied properly if he is open the university if he is open the medical hospital then instead of curing the patient he will kill similarly if you are hearing from unbonafide unqualified people then what will happen instead of progressing to Vaikuntha planet we will progress in a very wrong way we will totally will get confused and bewildered so in this shloka Krishna is saying that ancient science relationship with the supreme personality guarded Krishna saying I am speaking to you because you are my devotee as well as friend you can understand the mystery of the Bhagavad Gita so here Arjuna is close friend of Krishna they used to eat together they used to play together they used to sleep together in this way whatever the friendly relationship they used to enjoy Arjuna and Krishna so if you see there also Arjuna as well he is a devotee of Krishna also because if somebody is a friend he cannot he always Arjuna he is a friend, but he is to worship Krishna. That's why here Krishna is saying, Arjuna, you are my devotee. How is it possible? If somebody is a friend, how can we worship them? It is impossible. If we are worshipping somebody, he cannot become friend. And if he is a friend, we cannot worship this material world. But here Krishna, that's why, is a transcendental pastime. When we see Krishna is a God, but God, how God can have a mother and father? This is a Krishna is a very, very sweet, because even though he is a God, he act like a son to Mother Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj and Devaki and Vasudeva. Krishna only produced Yasoda and Devaki, but still he appeared in the womb of Devaki. This is a very, very mystical science. Krishna is very, very sweet. Even though he is a God, but still he accept father and mother, his own devotee. Similarly, Arjuna and Krishna, they are friend, but still Arjuna worship Krishna. This is a very, very sweet pastimes. So this shloka, we can understand that what is the qualification to hear Bhagavad Gita. In the first qualification, we must be a devotee. We cannot become the demon and hear Bhagavad Gita. This is impossible. So we must be a devotee of Krishna. Then only whatever Krishna, we should be annabilasita sunyam jnana karmadi anavratam anukulyena Krishna anusilanam bhaktir uttamam. Rupa Goswami, he explained in Nectar of Devotion, we should be anukula, we should be a favorable. When we are very favorable to Krishna, then whatever Krishna is teaching, we can understand. Bhagavad Gita is a heart-to-heart process. It is not some theoretical knowledge we can study and understand. This message of the Bhagavad Gita is transferred from heart to heart. That's why we should be very, very favorable like Arjuna. Just like if example in a school, if you are very, very very, very perfect, and if you are very dear to the teacher, what will happen? Teacher love the children. If some children, they are very, very good, and they will, whatever the teacher says, these children, they will obey perfectly. If they are obeying perfectly, and whatever the teacher gives a homework, these children, they used to finish and come. Whatever the children, the teacher thought, that the teacher, the children, everything, they will follow perfectly whatever the teacher says. Then what will happen? The teacher likes very much whoever obey the order of the teacher. Then the teacher also will give extra care to the children who are obeying. Similarly, if we become very dear to Krishna, just like Arjuna, then we also become very, very dear to Krishna. Then Krishna will impart the Vedic knowledge heart to heart. Krishna says, Tene Brahma Hridayadi Kavaye. Tene Brahma. When Brahmaji appeared, and he transferred all the Vedic knowledge to his heart. Similarly, if you are very, very favorable, then Krishna will transfer all the knowledge to us. Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, there are two class of men in this world. One is a devotee, another is a demon. The devotee write the Bhagavad Gita to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But what will happen? This demon, they also write Bhagavad Gita to destroy Krishna. Someone may ask the question, why they are writing Bhagavad Gita to destroy Krishna? If they are a demon, they are not supposed to write any Bhagavad Gita. But if you see, there are many people in this world. They wanted to, somehow or other, they wanted to make a trouble to us. They are actually enemy. What they will do? They will, very nicely, they will cover themselves. Then they will come to us. Then they will make a friendship. Then they will help in so many ways, and they will make a very nice friendship. Then they will know all our strength and everything. Then they will make problems. So if they wanted to create a problem and they wanted to cheat, first they will make a friendship, then they will nicely do that. Similarly, this demon also, what they will do? they will write Bhagavad Gita to destroy Krishna. Whatever Krishna says, they will say against whatever Krishna says. That's why, because by writing those commentary and all the explanation, people will read and people, they will be misdirected. That is the aim of the demon. That's why they write such a Bhagavad Gita. Then Arjuna accepted Krishna as a supreme personality of Godhead. So from this we can understand that we also should follow the footstep of Arjuna. Arjuna, in 10th chapter when we come, Krishna will show the Vishwarupa. Then Arjuna will say, Param Brahma, Param Dama, Pavitram Idamam. This way, Arjuna says, Param Brahma, Param Dama, you are the supreme, you are Adi Deva. In this way, he is to glorify when he see the universal form. So from here, this slokam, Arjuna very clearly, Bhagavad Gita, he accept Krishna is a supreme personality of Godhead. So those who write are here should follow the same conclusion. At least a speaker should have the faith. Even the hearer, here may be difficult because they are very, very new. Sometimes they will have a faith Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Sometimes they may not be having. It is depends on the, if it is a new, they may not having a faith Krishna is the supreme Lord, Krishna is a God, and they will not be having a full faith, but some faith they will be having. But at least a speaker, speaker of the Bhagavad Gita, you should have a complete faith. Krishna is a God, Krishna is a supreme personality of Godhead, just like a Krishna is understood. Just like the example can be given, the cutter, the knife. By using a knife, we can cut the vegetable very nicely and we can cook very nice prasadam. Then, by using a knife, we can kill somebody also. So, this is like a good and bad. So, it is depends on the person who use it. Similarly, the Bhagavad Gita also can be used in a good way as well as in a very, very bad way. We can study Bhagavad Gita to understand the Supreme Personality Godhead. But though some people, there are atheists, what they will do? They will make a business and then they will make a interpretation of Bhagavad Gita, and so many ways they will be doing the interpretation. Mainly, if somebody speak Bhagavad Gita, they should not ask any money. That is the first qualification. There are many people, they speak Bhagavad Gita, and just like a salary, when we are working in a company, end of the month, 10,000, 5,000, 50,000, 1 lakh, 2 lakh, whatever the salary, and according to the position. Similarly, there are many people in this world, they will fix the amount. 2 days, speaking about Bhagavad Gita, you have to pay 2 lakhs, and 5 days you have to pay 5 lakhs. So in this way, there are many professional Bhagavad Gita reciters are there in this world. They will ask the money, like a salary. You have to pay this much, then only I will come and speak. So this is all, it is totally forbidden. Those days, Srila Prabhupada says very nicely, nobody should ask money to speak Bhagavad Gita. Because this is a transcendental subject matter. What will happen if you ask money? Then we will be in a money consciousness. And the money, always we will think about, I need this much. What is the use? You know, if you are speaking Bhagavad Gita, you are a spiritual person. If you are a spiritual person, Krishna definitely will take care. Whatever the basic necessity, the renunciation should be there. If somebody is speaking Bhagavad Gita like a guru, he should be a renounced scholar, like Srila Prabhupada. He is a sannyasi. Why he is asking money? He does not ask money, and wherever he went and he gave the class free. He did not ask any money. But there are many people, they will ask the salary. There are many big professionals are there. They will speak. When they speak, if you go and hear them, and you will be flat. You will think, wow, the speaker is speaking so amazing. So in this way, there are very elegantly they will speak without any meaning, because they are very, very professional, and their job, this is like a job. They used to take a salary. When we go and hear from them, then there will not be any use. The main purpose of Bhagavad Gita for the pleasure of Krishna. For example, now I am speaking to Bhagavad Gita and we are not charging anything. We are giving free of cost. That like this way, they should be, the transcendental subject matter should be spoken for the pleasure of the Lord and the welfare of the humanity. Then only the message will be very perfect. Unless if we charge, you know, 2 lakhs, 3 lakh, 4 lakh, then it will become a business. So that will not be perfect. But the speaker should not ask the money, but maybe one who arranging the program, for arranging some, they may have to give the hall rent and so many things. For that they may ask, but they should not fix any money. For the maintenance of the program, to run the program and organize the program, so they may have some expenses. To cover that basic necessary, they may charge something, but as a speaker, they should not ask any money. That is the qualification Srila Prabhupada always say. As a conclusion from this shloka, if we follow like Arjuna, then we will also benefited by this great science of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. So here, the main qualification to hear what we understand from this shloka, we should be the devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We should not be demons. We see the example of the cutter, knife. Knife can be used in a good purpose as well as the bad purpose. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita should be used in a good purpose, and Krishna, he is a Supreme Personality of Godhead, understood by the Arjuna. Same way, we also should follow the footstep of Arjuna. We also understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, we are celebrating now. Now, Sivaratri is coming. So, we will try to see a brief pastime of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma says in Brahma Samhita, Krishna is like a milk and Lord Shiva is like a dahi, yogurt. And there is a very nice pastime in Srimad Bhagavatam, and wife of Lord Shiva is Mother Parvati, and Mother Parvati's father is Daksha. This Daksha Prajapati is when Lord Brahma, born in this world, and he created some Prajapatis like a Daksha and other so many people. Daksha means, what is the meaning of the Daksha? He is a very, very expert in producing children. So he told, Brahmaji told Daksha, and you all produce children and increase the population. So in this way, Daksha handed over Mother Parvati, Sati. Mother Parvati, another name is Sati. And he handed over Sati to Lord Shiva. One time it so happened, and Daksha Prajapati, he conducted the yagya fire sacrifice for the Lokamangalam. That time, and everyone assembled, including Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is a son-in-law to Daksha Prajapati. So Lord Shiva and all other Brahmanas and the priests and so many people, they are sitting in the yagna, nearby the yagna. That time, Daksha Prajapati came to the yagna sala. When Prajapati Daksha come, the Prajapati Daksha is very, very effulgent, like it is equal to the sun, and so much of effulgence is coming. By looking at the effulgent, everyone got up to pay respect to Daksha Prajapati. But Lord Shiva, he did not bother to understand up. Everyone stand up to respect Daksha Prajapati and received Daksha Prajapati, but Lord Shiva, he did not get up. He did not get up, and as soon as the Lord Daksha came inside and he saw Lord Shiva did not get up and he is sitting, then he became very, very angry, extremely angry, and started cursing Lord Shiva. He is a useless fellow. Even though he accepted my daughter as a wife, but he is my son-in-law. This fellow does not know how to respect me, and everyone is standing up to receive me, but even though he is my son-in-law and he is not at all standing up, how he is accepted in front of a fire and a brahmana? He accepted my daughter the marriage. But now you see what is the behavior this man. This man is always in a crematorium. He never takes bath, and in this way he used to blaspheme like anything Lord Shiva. But Lord Shiva is a very, very great personality. He is not ordinary personality. It is explained, Lord Shiva himself, he explained to Mother Parvati later why he did not get up. When we see the tattva wise, he is higher than the, even though he married Daksha's daughter, that's why he is a son-in-law. But when we see the tattva, he is above Lord Daksha, above Daksha Prajapati. So for him, no need to get up. The second reason, Lord Shiva always, he remember the Lord Vasudeva, and he always glorify. He glorifies Lord Vasudeva. Actually, when we pay obeisance to somebody like a father and mother, we pay obeisance to our father and mother, our teacher, our friend, whoever it may be, we always offer obeisances and we respect them. Lord Shiva mentioned, and we are not respecting to the body. We are not, body means the physical body, we are not offering obeisances. Lord Shiva says, and Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvasa chaham ridisanna vishto matasmiti jnanam apohanam cha vedaisa sarva yahameva vedyo vedanta krutveda vitiva chaham. Lord is seated in everyone's heart. We are actually offering obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not this a physical body. Because this physical body is made of material element, there is no use. So we always offer, even if we are offering respect to the Guru, we are offering, actually the Paramatma is there inside the heart, as the Lord is situated, we are offering the respect to the Paramatma. So that's why Lord Shiva, he did not get up, because he always offering obeisance to Lord Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. So that's why he is not bothered to get up anything. So in this way, Lord Prajapati Daksha, he cursed Lord Shiva left and right, and then he became very, very angry. After that, this is the difference between the great personality and ordinary man. Lord Shiva, he did not speak even one word. Lord Shiva wanted to curse this Daksha Prajapati, within a second he can make into fire this man. In front of Lord Shiva, Daksha Prajapati, he is nothing. Lord Shiva is like a elephant, and Daksha Prajapati is like a small ant. If the Lord Shiva wanted to kill this man, within a second he can kill. But still, he is a this pastime is a very, very long and elaborate. And Lord Shiva shows how he is a very, very tolerant. This tolerant quality we should learn from Lord Shiva, because in this material world we will get so many troubles. But Lord Shiva is teaching, even though if you are in that situation, we will get extreme angry, we will curse again Prajapati Daksha. But Lord Shiva, he did not speak even one word, and he did not do anything. He just silently, he left the Yajna Sala, and he left. And so in this way, the pastime of Lord Shiva is very, very amazing. He always chants the holy name of Lord Rama and Krishna. Tomorrow also we will discuss briefly about the wonderful qualities of Lord Shiva. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, Jagat Guru Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Hari Om Tat Sat.